Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is titled, How to Launch Your Business or Product with Instant Success. And one of the reasons I wanted to touch on this product or this topic is simply because today, with the internet, companies launch every day. And if you understand how to build a brand, build a name for yourself, how to launch a business successfully, then you can at least give yourself more of an opportunity to succeed than if you just do the traditional methods of marketing, because just staying with the traditional methods don't work today. People don't read newspapers. People walk away from the television when ads come on. So let's look at it this way. Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. So how to launch your business or product with instant success. When you're about to launch your new product or service, it can really go one or two different ways. You can either start off with a massive bang and get instant momentum and sales, or you can start off slow and then fade away from there. I know which scenario I would rather have, and I bet you do as well. If you're ever wondered about the power of a well-executed product launch, just look at the way Apple introduces its new products. They have a carefully engineered process that built momentum over several months, and it ends with crowds lined up outside their stores, salivating over the next whatever. Of course, you and I don't have the resources and media reach that Apple has. But if you know how to leverage the power and interactivity of the internet, you can create your own massively successful product launch. This isn't theoretical. Over the last 10 years, I've helped thousands of entrepreneurs do over $500 million in product launches. After all these 4 years, I've literally boiled this down to a formula, and here's the key steps that you need to follow. Step one, turn your marketing into an event. Okay, the first mistake most people make is they don't actually plan their launch. Instead, they rely on what I call hope marketing. That's where you work really hard to get your product ready, and then you simply release it. You open your doors and say, here I am, world, come and buy my stuff. This is the old build it and they will come method. The only problem is that this almost never works. Instead, the world doesn't notice that you exist and you slowly fade away into oblivion. And why do you need to understand that? One and one reason only, social media marketing. Understanding how to use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, blogging. You understand how to create momentum for your product before you actually launch it, then your product has a much more better opportunity to succeed. And one thing that I recently read about also was timing. because if you put out a product at a time when there's no need for it, then guess what? It won't succeed. But if you hook into something that is happening, that is hot, and you have a product to market, then it can explode exponentially and virally simply through the internet. Instead, you want to create a well-executed product launch that engineers your success. You do this by publishing some really powerful pre-launch content that creates anticipation and excitement that gets people excited to buy from you before you even release your product. When you do this, you turn your marketing into an event, which makes you instantly stand out from every would-be competitor you have, and you tap into the amazing power of anticipation. Why anticipation? Because you know what? If you have a market that is hot and your product fits that market and you start promoting it, and today through affiliate and distributor marketing, where it's word of mouth, friend to friend, talking about a product, then you know what happens? You have created momentum even before you launched, just by a few people who are really excited about what you have to offer. So use a pre-launch sequence to build anticipation. Your pre-launch sequence is the secret sauce that builds anticipation. This is a series of free pre-launch content that you release over a period of 7 to 10 days. Generally, you want 3 pieces of pre-launch content. They can be PDF reports or audios or videos. These days, videos is easy and fast to create, so it tends to be the medium of choice during a pre-launch. Now, let me talk to you about videos. You have Google Hangouts. You have Google Plus. You have YouTube. You can create a presentation through Google Hangouts that hooks into and will also show on your YouTube site. Because Google also has the social network of Google Plus, you can also link all of these 3 things together. And that is even just one segment of how you can launch a business successfully. So, what goes in your pre-launch content? First of all, you want to deliver serious value. In general, the higher the quality of the free pre-launch content that you give away, the easier it is to make the sale when it comes to launch day. In general, the first piece of pre-launch content is about the easy opportunity that would evolve around how easy it is to master your product. And then you simply release it. You open your doors and say, "Here I am, world. Come and buy my stuff." This is the old build it and they will come method. And what that's saying there is if you have a retail store, you can put upwards of $250,000 into launching it. But if you don't have a plan or people that are banging your doors down just waiting for you to open your doors, then you can open your doors and you can say, "Here I am, world. Come and buy my stuff." And guess what? You can sit there with no customers. So the only problem is that this almost never works. Instead, The world doesn't notice that you exist, and you slowly fade away into oblivion. Instead, you want to create a well-executed product launch that engineers your success. You do this by publishing some really powerful pre-launch content that creates anticipation and excitement that gets people excited to buy from you before you even release your product. When you do this, you turn your marketing into an event, which makes you instantly stand out from every would-be competitor you have. And you tap into the amazing, powerful anticipation . So, as you can see, what you need to do is understand how you can plan a marketing launch. So, let's look back and look at your pre-launch sequence. It's the secret sauce that builds anticipation. This is a series of free pre-launch content that you release over a period of 7 to 10 days. Generally, you want 3 pieces of a pre-launch content. They can be a PDF reports, audios, or videos. These days, video is easy and fast to create, so it tends to be the medium of choice during the pre-launch. So, what goes in your pre-launch content? First of all, you want to deliver a series of value. In general, the higher the quality of the free pre-launch content you give away, the easier it is to make the sale when it comes to launch day. In general, the first piece of pre-launch content is about the opportunity. For instance, if you're teaching people an easy method to learn to play songs on the guitar, then the opportunity will evolve around how easy it is to master that first set of simple songs. Always focus on the transformation that your product will create for your clients. How will their life be different, both immediately and in the future, once they buy your product? Your second piece of pre-launch content should do some serious teaching. Remember to keep giving the good stuff. In general, the more you give, the more you will get when it comes time to actually ask for the sale. Lots of times, people will worry that they're giving away too much free content, but in my experience, that almost never happens. Your third piece of pre-launch should continue to teach and also start to deliver some of the ownership experience. Give your prospects a feel for what it would be like to actually own your product. Towards the end of this third piece, be sure to let people know that you've got a special offer coming for them. Now, let me back up here and talk about creating a sales funnel, because that is literally what you are doing. Is, in my case, what I would do is create a case study. And I would put that on a squeeze page. And then I would use that as a giveaway, because what I do is a lot of career coaching, helping people understand where they're at now, where they want to be, and what it takes for them to reach that. And use that case study as a hook to get their email addresses. And then as I build an email list, the best way for me to to get them to purchase my product or my services is to write articles or blogs about specific topics on how they can succeed. To give away information first, because if you give away valuable information, but you hold back the key component that will help make them successful, and you know what? They will eventually get to where they want to buy that key product from you. And then once you have one purchase from them, because you have proven that they have learned to know, like, and trust you, then your next step is to build on that one product to where you can slowly build them up to. First, you have a product that's, say, $49. Then you develop a module packed sales program that is a higher priced item. And then your next step is that what you're doing is moving up to your final step, where you are having them come to you to purchase your coaching services. So as you can see, it's a step-by-step process, and every company, no matter what the product is that they're selling, the steps they take are the same. So leverage the power of conversation. Conversations are a lot more interesting than monologues. When you shift your marketing from a lecture or monologue and you start engaging your prospects in a conversation, then you instantly become a lot more engaging. And the good news is that with today's interactive web, it's easy to have those conversations in social media and on your blog. Be sure to answer questions and comments as they come in. I use this format of Blog Talk Radio to do presentations for two reasons: to give content that people can hear so they understand what it is that I offer for my services, and then secondly, to build a fan base of people who like what they hear, because eventually I can go to those same people and get them to be willing to purchase first one product, then a second product, then a third product. So these are some things to consider when you are looking at building a business, no matter what your business is. So the good news is that with today's interactive web, it's easy to have those conversations in social media and on your blog, but be sure to answer questions and comments as they come in. And think about it. Today, you have Twitter and you have Facebook, and when you post things on your fan page on Facebook, people can answer it. As you do that, then you know what? You can, in essence, build rapport with them, build an interactive relationship with them. As you do all of these things, even Twitter, you get followers by giving people information that they like. And one of the things that I do with my Twitter account is that I also and always have positive postings up there that people will want to see and come back to on an ongoing basis. I had a website that I eventually hope to get back up again called AskDavidAshensky.com, where I posted my Google Hangouts. Plus, I also posted articles and blogs, and I had a following of people who would come back day to day just to read my articles. So tap into joint venture partners. One of the fastest ways to turbocharge your business is to tap into the power of other people's lists. In other words, you find joint venture partners who already have a built-in list of people that would be interested in your product or service. So, if you're selling a product about yoga, you might find someone who has a list of people interested in a related market like massage, and see if they would be interested in promoting your product. They would send an email to your list that directed them to your cool pre-launch contact. Then you track the sales that you made to those visitors and pay your joint venture partner a commission on those sales. The sales tracking is easy to do with affiliate software such as OneShoppingCart.com and Entreport.com. These types of promotions can be a real win to everyone involved. Now, let me also tell you another thing that kind of falls under that topic. There are a lot of companies that start out today with affiliate marketing. You can also look at that as joint venture marketing. For instance, I'm involved with a company called Game Loot Network, and their platform is nothing but mobile gaming and PC games that people already play. And you can download it for free, but when people will buy products or when they buy tokens to use for the reward center so they can bid and purchase products for almost 95% discount from what they would buy it in a retail store. And they also have on their platform where you can go take surveys and look to get sample products for free. And what happens is, because that is part of their marketing program that these companies are paying them to promote their products to people on their platform, when you build up your team, you can earn commissions on advertising and promotions. So the opportunities are there. This is what's called joint venture advertising, because you know what? Everyone that you talk to has at least 250 people that they can talk to. And as you know, when you launch a product, the biggest thing that people don't always recognize is that not everyone would be interested in a product, especially in healthcare or in nutritional products. You have only a nominal group of people. But in gaming, everyone plays games on their smartphone. And if they don't play games, they know someone who play games. So the possibility with that platform is infinite if you are willing to look at it and take the opportunity that is put in front of you. So now let's look at opening and closing your launch. Of course, the whole point of your launch is to make sales. Your pre-launch content leads into the open cart, which is when you open your shopping cart up for orders and when you follow the process. The rush of orders can be completely breathtaking. Of course, your work doesn't end there. During the open cart, you keep communicating with your list and you count down to the end of the launch. It's important to have some type of deadline. You need to give people a reason to act. There's always a launch special, special offer, or special pricing that goes away at the end of the launch. In general, the special launch offer is available for 5 to 7 days, and it's not unusual to see half the sales come in during the last 24 hours. It is all worth it. Well, my goal for my clients is for them to make as much sales in launch week as they normally do in a full year. Of course, that's just a goal. Sometimes it happens, and lots of times it doesn't. But after doing literally dozens and of these launches, I'm still blown away by the power of the model. The instant rush of sales when you open your cart is literally impossible to describe. But once you do it, the biggest thing on your mind is, when am I going to do my next launch? So you see, one of the things that people don't always consider when they look at advertising and marketing is, you know what? It's like what Game Loot Network did when they had their pre-launch is they had certain levels that you could reach and purchase tokens that you could become a founder by a specific date. And then when that date passed until they actually launched, then people could have another level that they reached where they were called beta testers. All it was is that you were buying tokens, part of what their system says, and now it's instituted, is when you want to bring someone in and you have something to offer them, like tokens that you can give them away free just for going in and downloading a game for free. Because you know what? They can use those tokens and they can go into the reward center and they can win more tokens. And when they can purchase even at a $10 level, as minimum as 50 tokens, and use that in the reward center or with your games. If you want to take part in tournaments, if you want to win prizes, that is where your tokens are going to be used. And they are not the only company that has done this, because there are numerous games like Candy Crush, and a lot of people don't realize that every time they reach a certain level in playing Candy Crush, if they want to advance to the next level, they either have to pay 99 cents or they refer 3 people who come in and play the game. So that, what has that done for Candy Crush? They are now a $4 billion business. Why? Because they have so many people playing their game that advertisers can put advertising on their platform and know that they will get 1 million eyeballs on their watching them. And so the company gets paid for this, but they do not share that revenue with their people that are on their platform, whereas Game Loot Network has said, well, let's look at that and let's see how we can use that to help the founders, the beta testers, or the people that are building this as a business to earn money just for helping us promote our product. And you can go to my website, and that website is the number one, personalcareercoach.com. And you can get both individual and group coaching.